Yo, yo, what's going on? Welcome to the SGA podcast. Got two guests today. My boy, Street Money Rook. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Street Money Rook. You know, I'm currently a SGA member. You know, just trying to represent for the day, you know.
All right, all right. Our second guest today is none other than Mr. Banana Man.
Hey, yo, what's up? Banana Man here. He's happy to be on the podcast, represent the SGA community.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, today, fellas, first question, how y'all feel about SGA right now, man?
I'll let you start off, Banana. Go ahead if you want to. I can start.
Just about looks fit. It's about been 2 weeks since I joined, and it's a great league, you know what I mean? The admins are great. It's not very toxic, you know, there's not a lot of trash talk, and it's just a great place to play, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes sir, yes sir.
Well, you know, on my end, you know, I just really got into it. I could say I've been in there a good 3 weeks now. You know, I really like the environment. It's a good environment for everybody to come in, play a couple games, you know, talk a little junk, but, you know, everybody still knows it's just like to have fun to play the video game, you know. But everything, as far as my experience, is pretty good, you know.
Right, great, great. And from my perspective as well, you know, it seems like a great league, a great group of guys, you know, that's willing to compete. But at the same time, like you said, keep it an untoxic community. But at the same time, be competitive as well.
So,
you know, yeah. Yeah. How y'all feel about the basketball? Who some of y'all favorites is in the SGA basketball league to win the ship this season?
Oh man, truthfully, man, be told, you know, it's really coming down to a couple teams right now, man. Like the Suns, for instance, you know, I can't remember the exact name of the guy who owns the Suns.
That would be Mr. OG. That would be OG.
Yeah, man. He doing big things, you know. Shout out to Big Ups, you know. He the CEO over the SGA, you know. He the founding member.
My man, Big Ups.
Yeah, man. He got the Pelicans, man. You know, I picked up the Grizzlies, but you know how that goes.
yes sir. But man, you know, if you come in the league like this and you stay on the course and you compete, man, you'll be all right whatever what team you get.
Definitely. You know, you just gotta keep grinding with them, man. That's how it works.
That's Banana. Who some of your favorites, man?
The Timberwolves looking nice with Russ Westbrook and Durant. Man, but their bench is kind of weak and stuff. But
yeah.
Only lost one game so far. I think he's a good user.
My favorite is me, but but you know, it's a couple of guys. You know, you got the Cad. He's the Brooklyn Nets owner. He's 14-2. You know, he's a great coach. You know, the Eastern Conference looks pretty tough. That's the conference I'm in, but I'm at the top right now. But it's a very tough conference, you know. Guys 14-2. The Charlotte Hornets 13-3. The Wizards are 11-6. You know, we got a good, great group of guys over here.
Correct, yeah.
You know, you got the Phoenix Suns. You got the Timberwolves. You got the Clippers 2. You got the Warriors sitting at 8-2. So, you know, you can't really go wrong with any one of these guys. You know, it's all about who, at the end of the day, who going to go harder and get the shield.
Yeah, continue to grind, man, because, you know, it's a long season. I think he's doing, like, it's 58.
Yes,
like,
sir, now, 58.
You know, it's a long way to go, man. It's a long way to go, man. Long grind.
Long journey, man. Long journey.
Definitely.
Let's see. Who y'all looking to pick up in the free agency after the playoff? Who y'all looking at?
Man, I really can't let people know who I'm looking at.
Yeah, they come from different,
you know what I mean? Like, man, like on the pod, man. Like, I don't even know why you even try to put that on the pod like that, man. Like, that shouldn't even be nothing to talk about right now.
I'm looking at it.
I can't believe, son. Nah, it wasn't no joke, son, man. I think you really tried to get us on the pod.
Man, you know what?
Man, about that, man. What you think, Banana? You want to tell them your secrets?
Yeah, it was just a joke, man.
Oh, I already know, bro. You know what I mean? But for real, it's gonna be a lot of good people. It's gonna be a lot of good players out there, man. You know what I mean? Because you know it's coming back down to that salary cap thing again. You know, so it's gonna be a lot.
How y'all liking y'all team, man? How y'all liking y'all group of guys that y'all got?
My group is pretty all right, man. But you know, I got a lot of work to do. You know, I got Devin Booker. You know, I got. DeJounte Murray.
Yep.
I got him at the point. You know what I mean? I can say my team pretty young. You know, I got Michael Porter, you know, Trevor Booker, and Steven Adams. But, you know, my front court is pretty much is young. You know what I mean? So I'm grinding right now, man. I'm finding a good piece to go in there, four spot, though. No doubt.
You know, we came in the league together right around the same time. So, you know, how you liking your group of guys, man? You know, we did the whole drafting thing of the players.
I got Drummond, Wall, and Whiteside. I only played one game so far. I need to get quite a bit in.
Yeah, no doubt.
The main problem was just, like, you know, with Drummond and Whiteside, there wasn't a lot of space in. And so, I'm trying to trade one of them, but that's about it. I'm liking
couple of trades since coming in here to the SEA Basketball League. But my whole thing was just to get a defensive core. You know, I traded for Mikal Bridges, Danny Green, you know, top defense guy, but you know,
they can really get.
I recently picked up Chris Paul. You know, he can play D at the one, even though he's short, he can still play D.
He can still play defense, man. He can get loose out there.
Yeah, you know. I picked up a lot of good guys, though, you know what I'm saying, from where I started.
Yeah, man. You know, I played you, man. You know, we played a good game, man. You know, shit. You know, like at the end of the day, man, you know, like I say, your team's solid. You know, you got, like, you even got a little bench with it, you know what I mean? So, like I said, you definitely been putting in work with them as a GM. You know what I mean? You just were playing around with
them. Yeah.
You know, this fit you.
SGA basketball got a high competition level, man. A lot of these guys in here, man, they really get out there. They get to it, man.
Oh, yeah. They call plays and everything out here.
Yeah, they really
get out there. Real basketball.
They really get out there and get to it, man. But we're going to see how this SGA basketball league turn out. You know what we're saying? Who going to get the ship? Going to see, man. How y'all feel about the SGA expansion? Sports, you know, golfing, boxing, NHL, football. How y'all feel about that?
Yeah, I'm only in the NHL one. I'm not playing the golf or boxing stuff. And so far, it's kind of just in the planning phase, you know. They just recently made it free for Xbox Live users. So they got a bunch of guys, and they download the game, and everyone's learning it. And they're just kind of playing games, you know, you just type in the chat who wants to play. And then eventually they're hoping to set up like a big tournament or something down the road in a few weeks or something.
Right. And I think it's a great idea that Big Ups and Bridge are wanting to expand the league for various sports. You know, it gives guys new games to play, new competition out there on the various. It keeps guys wanting to play in SGA. And it's just an excellent idea. And with the group of guys that we have here in SGA, It should take us far. It should take us very far. Oh, man. Rook lost connection again.
He did. I saw that.
But well, Mr. Banana Man, what would you rate your SGA experience so far, man?
Honestly, 9 out of 10, you know.
9 out of 10?
It's a great league to be in, you know.
Oh, no doubt.
Uh-huh. Admins are great. Everyone's great. Trash talking, but everyone respects each other.
You know, you gotta have the trash talk, man.
Yeah.
But man, you know, we had a great podcast today, but we're gonna go ahead and end the podcast here. Any last words you want to say before we cut this thing off?
I don't think I got anything else.
All right, then. This concludes the first SGA podcast. Y'all be easy, man.